And then before that was, do you realize also, okay, wow, we haven't done a recap in a sec. Do you realize by the Flaming Lips, also from Boyhood? Before that we had intro by the XX.
From Project X.
And then we said everything else, and yeah. Our time is over. So thanks anyway, for listening, and keep listening to WMFO. And we'll see you next week.
Yep. This has been 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And this is Leah.
This is Atessa.
And this was Before We Walk.
Bye.
Okay. Bye.
そろそろじゃん、こっち来る？え、ちょっと待って。
This is Mia. Good morning. It is early for a girl like me, so if you're tuning in, thank you. My co-host today is running a little late, but just wanted to, you know, check in, say hi. I hope you enjoy the next hour.
To win, come down and see me again. Been down one time, been down two times. Dancing in the light.
see you dance again, because I'm still in love with you. On this heart is moon.
It's Mia again, back, and guess who's here with me?
Mia!
yep, it's us, Mia and Mia.
Mia and Mia.
Better known as Meepa and Meepa.
True.
By all of our closest friends and allies, and we're really happy to be here so early with you guys.
So early.
Today, our show is about being grateful and thankful for everything, because it's almost Thanksgiving and
timely.
Just trying to get in the spirit. Do you like Thanksgiving, Mia?
I love Thanksgiving. I think that people see it as like a between point between Halloween and Christmas. I think that's like kind of dismissive, honestly.
it's actually kind of sad.
Messed up. No, yeah. I really do. And I like cooking, so I think that it's a time for me to shine, show my talents.
What do you like to cook?
Like, for Thanksgiving?
Yeah, yeah.
Mac and cheese, stuffing, and then I'm big on, like, a pie.
Nice.
I feel like, yeah. We're known for throwing around a pie every once in a while.
Yeah.
As in you and me.
Yeah, we've made a pie. Two of them.
Two of them.
Well, great. I'm glad.
Thanks.
enjoy the rest of the next songs. Well, I didn't say any of the other songs. We started with Nomad by Claro. The second song was Never Going Back Again by Fleetwood Mac. And the song you just heard was Harvest Moon by Neil Young.
Classic.
Best song ever. Really gets you in the fall spirit. Yeah, we'll be back and you'll hear about things that we're grateful for.
Yes.
All right. Talk to you soon.
We won't stop running till we reach the sun. left you by the house of fun. I don't know why I didn't come. I don't know why I didn't come. When I saw the break of day, I wish that I could fly away. Instead of kneeling in the sand, catching teardrops in my hand. My heart is drenched in wine, but you I would die in ecstasy, but I'll be a bag of bones driving down the road alone.
Sometimes
We're back. Hope you're liking the music so far. Anything to say, Mia?
No. Okay. I bet they are liking the music so far.
Wait, also, I forgot that I wanted to mention this earlier when Claro was playing, but Mia and I went to a Claro concert last year.
True.
And it was really good.
I remember that.
I just
Mia forgot. Brought in an apple and pretended that she had diabetes.
Stop. Wait. Don't make it sound like that. Well, that's exactly what happened. But, yeah, I just knew that I'd get hungry, like, and I didn't want to purchase overpriced food, so.
Yeah, and honestly, like,
it's an apple.
There's no harm done, and the person, you were, like,
I just
letting
said,
the person who let the you in with the apple off the hook by making up that excuse that is not
right,
entirely
exactly.
true, but you know what? You don't need to have a diagnosed medical
but
condition to
need food. I also never said I had diabetes.
Food.
I said it's
for my insulin.
And, like, maybe it is, you know?
It
you never
really,
know.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, so I thought it would be fun to do this little segment of things that we're grateful for. My sister just texted me and said, you have to bring in candy if you're going to pretend you have diabetes. So.
Apples doesn't help, maybe?
I don't know, but the lady right away was like, you know, like, go ahead.
Yeah.
So.
Well, in the, what is that book series? I think it's the Babysitter's Club.
Maybe.
There's a girl with diabetes and she always ate carrots and
yes. The one with glasses.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, I'm getting some hate. I'm sorry, Tristan. Thanks for listening, though, guys.
Whoa, crazy.
Okay. Anyway, as Erica Badu plays behind us, we are going to list off things we are grateful for. I think automatic first one for both of us is just our friends and family.
I don't know why you're speaking for me because that's not on my list.
Oh, okay, well, never mind.
Just, sure, a general feeling, yeah.
Love you all. I love everyone listening, grateful for you. You're probably friends or family, so it's like, okay, anyway.
It's fitting. We have to say it.
Yeah. Okay, my real first one is also, like, kind of similar, but cats and dogs specifically, like, I just have been really thankful for them this year. I think also being at school, you miss your pet, and it makes you that much more thankful for them, having them.
Mm-hmm.
No?
I mean,
yeah, you don't
I
know.
Agree.
Okay. Okay, what's yours, Mia?
The first one I put, and maybe this is a crazy thing to say, but I really have been thankful for the cold weather.
Mm.
I don't really know why. I think I was dreading it. And I haven't, like, experienced a winter since almost more than a year ago because I was in Australia and then it was summer, here, obviously. And it's been, like, a cool 38 to 42 degrees and kind of sunny, and I really have been liking that, like,
yeah,
bundling a little. Even going on a run in the cold, it's just been kind of nice.
Mm-hmm. This morning when I was walking here, like, yeah, it was sunny, it was brisk. I agree.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people like to hate on the cold, especially here too, which is valid. Like, I get it, it's cold. You're uncomfortable, but sometimes you have to embrace it. I don't know.
I think that's the only way to get through it, probably, yeah, is to be like, yeah, this is it, and I'm enjoying it.
Yeah. I personally, like, I don't prefer the cold, but I do enjoy it, I think, more than an average, mm-hmm, person. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Okay, my next one, I think you'll really agree with this. I said I'm thankful for arts and crafts.
Oh my god, yes.
I don't know. I just, every time, like, someone brings up the ability to, like, craft something recently, I've just been like, yes, I want to do that. And I love it. It's just awesome.
I completely agree.
Mia That's has, a like, good a one. Crafts box at home, and we craft. Our friend Nick the other day was saying she bought felt. And I was like, okay, felt. And she was really excited about the thing she was making. And I was like, that's awesome. I want to make that too. And then also my friend Luca, shout out, he's definitely not listening. But he's been collaging recently.
Oh,
a lot.
Good, yeah.
And every time someone new comes over and, like, sees us cutting out the paper and gluing and stuff, they're like, what project is this for? What class is this for? It seems really interesting. And he's like, no class, just fun. And I'm like, that's how it should be. Why am I not doing that?
It's perfect fun. It really is perfect fun.
Yeah.
Okay. My next one is my oven.
Mm.
But
oh, that's good.
Someone asked me the other day, like, oh, what have your special interests been lately?
Oh, right.
Weird autism question, but okay. And I was like, oh, I really have been using my oven, but there was a 2-week period in which I probably threw out, like, I had burnt 4 different things, like 4 no. different tries of putting something in the oven, and it was just really making me upset. But what, I think my
what
oven.
What was it? What'd you burn?
Oh my god.
Oh, okay.
It's just honestly trauma. I burnt asparagus. I burnt these roasted veggies. I burnt. Okay, clacking over my
door. Sorry.
It's okay. I don't remember what else.
Okay, anyway, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's just really like annoying. Kind of upsetting stuff. But I think that my oven is still serving its purpose. Like, yes, it's serving its purpose. Yeah, I don't know. I just have been grateful for its help. And then the burnt is my ineptness, honestly.
Love. I'm sorry about the burnt, though.
It's okay.
The next thing I have, I think it's used in this song, so that's why I wanted to say it during this song, but I just wrote saxophones.
Ooh.
I'm pretty sure that's just the instrument that just played. I could
definitely.
But I think, like, if you can play the saxophone, you're automatically really cool, and, like, it's just a really cool instrument. It sounds really unique and brings a lot of life to songs, and I'm grateful for them.
Mm.
Like, when I see a live band and, like, there's a saxophone, it's like, whoa, that like, made it, you know?
Yeah. I feel the same way about cellos.
Mm. Cellos are good.
Yeah.
Did you, like, know people in band in high school and, like, associate?
I was in
band. Okay, but, like, did you associate specific people with, like, their instrument ever?
Yeah. You mean, like... Yeah, I guess. Like, if I knew what instrument they
just
played.
Just, like, I knew this kid that played the cello, and he was really good.
Yeah. I do. There was a girl in my high school who played the cello, and she was really good.
And I guess just instruments in general, like, music in general, but that's less cool than saying I'm grateful for saxophones.
Right.
There was this girl that played the harp in, like, middle school and high school.
I kind of always wanted to do that.
And she was so, like, I was so jealous of her. Christy, if you're out there.
Easy. Oh, should I not say that?
There's so many strings. Have you, like, seen it up close, though?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay, whatever. Talk to me next time. I don't play harp.
Maybe Tubbs has one. I'll go see. Try and play.
Okay. Next. Do you have another one?
I have a couple more, but
yeah,
should I save them for another segment?
No.
It's kind of late. You have two more? Okay, I'll pick two more of mine, then.
Okay.
Is it my turn?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm thankful for my AirPods, but in a specific way, which is I have been, like, for the first half of the semester, I was walking kind of, like, long distances, I don't know, like, 20 minutes to class sometimes or to work, and I would be doing it, well, with no music. I don't really know why. I just didn't want to bring my headphones or something.
Mm-hmm.
Then I was starting to really dread these walks, like, actually they were horrible and kind of just like hell. And then I was like, oh, I forgot that I can, like, listen to music on these walks, and then I started doing that and it was fine, and it's all because of my AirPods.
Discovered the
ability. I rediscovered how you can listen to music on your walks,
right.
And I'm grateful for it.
I could not be caught dead walking without my headphones. Because they're always a good out if you see someone you don't want to make eye contact.
That's, like, true. But sometimes you want to be present in the world.
I get that. That's good. Okay, my next one is, I'm really grateful for this. The hip thrust machine at the gym. For the students at Tufts that are listening, you might know that it's new. We just got this hip thrust machine this semester, and, like, for years I've been like, we need a hip thrust machine, because I was that person before that had to, like, put the bench up to the Smith machine and get the foam thingy and put it on my, I don't know, it just, like, was so much to put the weights on each side. It was just, like, a lot, and, like, took time out of my workout that I could have been using to pump iron. So I'm just grateful. It makes it a lot easier and faster.
That's kind of awesome. I feel like it's very rare that we just get something at the school that it just, like, pops up that we kind of needed it, and we get it.
Yeah.
And it's just like, that's
it's
what,
like,
happens.
My prayers were answered.
Yeah.
Thanks.
That's beautiful.
Jim.
Okay. this can be my last one, maybe. I am grateful for in my life an influx of like early nights and early mornings, which honestly, now that I'm thinking about it, has like really not happened recently, but more so than other college years. I feel like we collectively are going to bed earlier and getting up earlier. Like, there was no chance that I would have agreed to a 9 a.m. radio show 2 years ago. And while I was 15 minutes late, still, like, am appreciative of having more of my day, I think.
Yeah. Especially with, like, now it's November, whatever day, 15th, 16th.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously there's less daylight. Like, the sun sets so early.
It's the 16th.
Wow. So it's not, like, today I was feeling good about getting up and, like, seeing the light. But my last one goes with yours, because my last one is my bed. I'm really grateful for it. She's nice and big. My bed at home is a twin. I've never had, like, a big bed at home.
I see.
So I really enjoy being able to sprawl, and it feels very luxurious. But it has been, like, really difficult for me to get out of bed recently, especially in the cold.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. Ugh. Our song is on. Okay,
oh
guys,
we need to shut up.
And you guys are going to listen to Castle on the Hill by Ed Sheeran. Bye.
Bye. Broke my leg.
And I was running from my brother and his friends. And tasted the sweet perfume of the mountain grass I rolled down. I was younger then. Take me back to when I found my heart, broke it here, made friends and lost them through the years. And I've not seen the boring fields in so long. I know I've grown, but I can't wait to go home. Old and smoking and rolled cigarettes, running from the law through the backfields and getting drunk with my friends. Had my first kiss on a Friday night. I don't reckon that I did it right, but I was younger then. Take me back to when we found weekend jobs, when we got paid, we'd buy cheap spirits and drink them straight. Me and my friends have not thrown up in so long. Oh, how we've grown, but I can't wait to go home. Sell clothes, one works down by the coast, one had two kids but lives alone, one's brother overdosed, one's already on his second wife, one's just barely getting by, but these people raised me and I can't wait to go home, and I'm on my own.
tree lanes when we did not know the answers. And I miss the way you make me feel. It's true, we watched the sunset over the castle on the hill. Over the castle on the hill.
Looking for some sweet, great tasting snacks that are also healthy for you? Try eating dried fruits.
Dried figs, apples, cherries, bananas, apricots, peaches, pears, pineapples, raisins, cranberries, prunes, blueberries, mangoes, and oh, so many other fruits are both tasty and good for you.
Where am I? Oh, many dried fruits are an excellent natural source of cancer-fighting dietary fiber. Read the labels to understand which brands have added sugars, preservatives, and other ingredients, but no matter what, eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better for you than candy or a processed snack.
A public service message from all the fruits and nuts here at WMFO in Medford Tufts Educational Radio.
Thank you. years of clean teeth. I can tell that you're tired, but you keep the car on while you're waiting out front. You pick me up and take me home again.
Alright guys, that is, we're nearing the end of our hour, so just wanted to say farewell. Thanks for tuning in. Things to say?
No.
You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Tufts Freeform Radio.
Yes, you are.
Bye.
Love you.
Thanks for listening.
Hello, old lady.
Woke from a dream in which you'd left me posing for cars.